Cha-cha-cha-da-da-da-da. Cha-cha-cha. Those were the Wheels with String, or excuse me, those were the String-Alongs with Wheels here. I'm Jay Thurber. The website at jthurbershow.com. Also on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. The news is next. It's 2 o'clock.
President Bill Clinton is testifying today before members of Congress investigating convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, answering for his connections to the disgraced financier from more than two decades ago. The Washington Post notes the closed-door deposition in Chappaqua, New York, will mark the first time a former president has been compelled to testify to Congress. Meantime, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency will soon release proposed changes to regulations surrounding coal ash, a toxic byproduct of coal-fired plants.
After coal is burned, about 15 to 20% remains as coal ash that can pollute groundwater. Experts say it contains heavy metals, including arsenic, lead, mercury, and radium, toxins that are known to be harmful. Gavin Kearney, deputy managing attorney of Earth Justice's Clean Energy Program, says the Buckeye State may have the most to lose.
Ohio has the most coal ash of any state in the country. What we've documented so far is 172 million cubic yards of coal ash in dumps around the state, but we know that there's even more coal ash at older dumps that haven't been regulated until very recently.
The move is part of a coal industry push to have the Trump administration scale back regulations on carbon-based fuels. I'm Suzanne Potter.
And as Black History Month comes to an end, black college students in South Dakota hope this year's outreach has a lasting effect.
The Black Student Union at Augustana University led a variety of activities throughout February, with leaders noting they blended fun with a true sense of belonging. BSU President Jenna Hageman says because of federal efforts to dismantle diversity, equity, and inclusion programs within higher education, it felt important for students to pick up the slack. She emphasized a tone acknowledging that racial inequities still exist, but so do the achievements of black students.
And we need to not only like honor people's experiences, but also celebrate it, not just focus on trauma of being a black student right now, but also like celebrating the joy.
Lumina Foundation says America's success depends on helping more people obtain college degrees and other high-quality credentials, and the nation can't stop addressing unjust disparities that get in the way of those goals. I'm Mike Moen.
And Georgia continues to rank near the bottom nationally for maternal health outcomes, but a new statewide collaboration is working to change that. Among the partners helping to shape the strategy is Black Mamas Matter Alliance, Angela Alla.
It helps to ensure that we can be able to deploy information, support, and care to a lot of Georgians and other stakeholders to receive the necessary information that they need to make decisions around their reproductive lives and well-being.
Health providers, researchers, and community leaders have formed the Maternal Health Vitality Think Tank, an effort focused on making it so families experience healthier pregnancies, safer births, and stronger recoveries. This is Public News Service.
Out of the busy little bee, increase each shining hour.
He keeps his dial tuned right here all weekend long, like you and me.
It's a wonderful weekend with your radio.
Hello, Mary Lou. Goodbye, heart, sweet Mary.
also getting us started. 206, much more music time. If you have a request to get in here, you need to queue up pretty quickly because the last half hour of the show is all Jerry Reed. It's our massive music weekend salute that a lot of people didn't hear, so we're going to play that for you at 2:30. This was not in the 2 o'clock newscast. As I mentioned, the two news services that the radio station subscribes to, they only update Monday through Friday, so this happened early this morning. This, according to Associated Press, the U.S. and Israel launched a major attack on Iran Saturday morning, and President Trump called on the Iranian public to seize control and rise up against the Islamic leadership that has ruled the nation since 1979. The strikes marked the second time in 8 months that the Trump administration has used military force against Iran. The Associated Press reporting some of the first strikes appeared to hit areas around the office of the Supreme Leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, and Iranian media reported strikes nationwide. Other sources reporting that Iran has retaliated by firing missiles and drones toward Israel and U.S. military bases in the region. The FBI has announced that they are on high alert, and U.S. cybersecurity experts say Americans should be prepared for cyber attacks launched by Iran or its allies following U.S. strikes. So, everything moving along very swimmingly right now in the world. These are the Shadows on Radio 9. Temptations at 2:13. Much more music time. Solid sounds off that Motown power pole of soul. And this is Joe Cocker with Delta Lady on Radio 9.
To do.
Radio 9. We're going to have new music for you in a couple of minutes. We'll also check your full-time Radio 9 forecast. These are the Rays from 1961.
Real simple, just why do they, why do they? Because anybody can make a record, you know.
Yeah.
Thurber. You're welcome. The website, jthurbershow.com. Winding down this week's installment of the Radio 9 Mess. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, we are going to rebroadcast our salute to Jerry Reed that we did last weekend during WRCT's massive music weekend, so stay tuned for that. And then stay tuned at 3 o'clock for Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien. There are a lot of things we can't control right now, but here's one thing we can: making sure our kids can't get their hands on an unsecured gun. So keep guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition, because safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org. A message from the Ad Council. What else to tell you about? We told you Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy is coming up at 3 o'clock. At 5 o'clock, we end the simulcast here. And at 5 o'clock on WRCT, it's Chop Shop, bringing you confusing sounds for confusing times. On Tube City Online Radio, it is the Kirsten and Amber Show, which a lot of people tell me they really, really enjoy. So you might want to tune in for that. It's always a good time with Kirsten and Amber on Saturday afternoons. Here's your forecast for the entire Radio 9 listening area. Sunny skies this afternoon with a high near 59 degrees. A chance of rain overnight, maybe mixed with snow, and a low of 31. Chance of snow Sunday morning, tapering off, becoming cloudy with a high near 40. Monday, mostly sunny with a high of 44. Tuesday, rain likely, high near 54. Rain on Wednesday, cloudy with a high of 58. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Show, we are at 60 degrees at WRCT Pittsburgh and 56 degrees here at Tube City Online Radio. You're tuned to 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio, McKeesport.
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
I'm with Jay Thurber here on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. What we're going to do here is, last weekend, our flagship station, WRCT, celebrated Massive Music Weekend, and I did two sets for Massive Music Weekend, one on Tennessee Ernie Ford and the other one on Jerry Reed. And what I thought this week is, since it was on very early on Sunday morning, I think it was on at 5 a.m. Sunday morning, I thought, you might like to hear the Jerry Reed set. So that's what we're going to do here in the last half hour of the program. I hope you enjoy it. It is not as the train goes by outside our window. Quiet down out there. We're going to do a half hour set of Jerry Reed. It is not Massive Music Weekend again, but I think you'll enjoy this tribute to Jerry Reed, as heard last weekend on Massive Music Weekend on WRCT. The mop here thoroughly, I figured we might as well give you the farm report right now. Medium and large steer averaging 322 ahead. Medium and large number one heifers averaging 525. Barrows and gilts, U.S. grade 1 and 2 averaging $85 to $89. And 2 to 3 averaging $68.93. And now, here comes Jerry Reed.
Well, I quit my job down at left my mama a goodbye note. By sundown, I left Kingston with my guitar up under my coat. I hitchhiked all the way down to Memphis, got a room at the YMCA. For the next 3 weeks, I went a-haunting them nightclubs looking for a place to play. Well, I thought my picking would set them on fire, but nobody wanted to hire a guitar man. Well, I nearly about starved to death down in Memphis. I run out of money and luck, so I bummed me a ride down to Macon, Georgia, on an overloaded poultry truck. I thumbed on down to Panama City, started checking out some of them all-night bars, hoping I could make myself a dollar making music on my guitar. Got the same old story, them all-night peers. There ain't no room around here for a guitar man. We don't need a guitar man, son. So I slept in the hobo jungles, bombed a 1,000 miles of track, till I found myself in Mobile, Alabama, at a club they call Big Jack. A little four-piece band was jamming, so I took my guitar and I set in. I showed them what a band would sound like with a swinging little guitar man. Show 'em, son.
ocean, find yourself down around Mobile. Well, make it on out to the club called Jackson. You've got a little time to kill. Just follow that crowd of people, you'll wind up out on his dance floor. Digging the finest little five-piece troupe up and down the Gulf of Mexico. And guess who's leading that five-piece band? Well, wouldn't you know, it's that swinging little guitar man.
This half hour on Massive Music Weekend on 88.3 WRCT, and I'm Jay Thurber. Thank you so much for being up this early. My goodness, what are you doing up this early besides listening to me play some Jerry Reed here? Don't forget, you can get that whole schedule for Massive Music Weekend. You can find WRCT on Instagram and Facebook, or check out the website at WRCT.org. That continues through the rest of the day today, but they stick the best stuff here in the wee small hours of Sunday morning so that you and me can enjoy it. He was born Jerry Hubbard in Atlanta, Georgia. Spent a lot of his early years in foster homes and orphanages after his parents broke up. Finally was reunited with his folks when he was about 7 or 8 years old. Graduated from O'Keefe High School in Atlanta. And was already writing and singing music by the time he graduated. Went to Capitol Records, was promoted as a new teenage singing sensation. But it wasn't until he played that song, or wrote that song, actually, Guitar Man, in 1967, that he became an overnight success after 20 years of hard work, basically. Elvis Presley liked the song so much he wanted to record it, but Elvis could not get the guitar part right. He said something like, and I'm going to do a bad Elvis impression now. He said, you better get me that hillbilly that played that song so that I could get that guitar part. And the hillbilly, of course, was Jerry Reed.
Up off the ground, pick up that bucket of water, son.
covering the singing Brakeman, Jimmy Rogers' Blue Yodel number 8, as we salute Jerry Reed in this half hour of Massive Music Weekend.
WRCT! Music!
That's what they called Jerry Reed, because he would make a claw with his right hand as he plucked at the strings of the guitar. He was heavily influenced by Earl Scruggs and Merle Travis, and we're saluting Jerry Reed this half hour of Massive Music Weekend. And here's something called the Alabama Wild Man.
Pave the drive next week. Yeah, talk to your daddy.
Sunday morn. It was against his religion, but he took a shotgun along. He got him a mess of mighty fine quail and one old scraggly hat. But on the way home, he crossed the path of a great big grizzly bear. Well, the bear got down, looked ready to charge. The preacher never seen nothing quite that large. They looked each other right smack in the eye. Didn't take that preacher long to say bye. The preacher, he run till he spotted a tree. Set up in that tree where I ought to be. By the time that bear made a grab for him, the preacher was a-sitting on top of that limb. Scared to death, he turned about. He looked to the sky and began to shout, "Hey, Lord, you delivered Daniel from the bottom of the lion's den. Delivered Jonah from the belly of the whale and den. The Hebrew children from the fiery furnace, so the good books do declare. Hey, Lord, if you can't help me, for goodness sake, don't help that bear." Yeah! Look out, preacher! Well, about that time, the limb broke off, and the preacher come a-tumbling down. Had a straight razor out of his pocket, about the time he lit on the ground. He landed on his feet right in front of that bear, and Lord, nails down. The preacher and the bear running round and round. The bear, he roared, and the preacher, he groaned. Having a tough time holding his own. Said, "Lord, if I get out here alive, back to the good book, I'll abide. No more hunting on the Sabbath day. Come Sunday, I'm heading to church to pray." Up to the heavens, the preacher glanced. Said, "Lord, won't you give me just one more chance?" So the preacher got away. He looked around, seen a tree where he'd be safe and sound. Jumped on a limb, turned about, looked to the sky, and began to shout, "Hey, Lord, delivered old Daniel from the bottom of the lion's den. You delivered Jonah from the belly of the whale and den. The Hebrew children from the fiery furnace, so the good books do declare. Hey, Lord, if you can't help me, then don't do nothing for that man.
Massive Music Weekend here on WRCT 88.3 with me, Jay Thurber. Some people have said that Jerry Reed might have been one of the first white rappers. I don't know about that, but at least that's what some of the bio material that I looked at. Some people have said back then they would have called it recitations or speak singing, or he really is. He's kind of rapping in these early songs, isn't he, huh? This next song was a massive hit for him all over the charts, country charts, the adult contemporary charts, and the pop charts. 1971, it went to number one because when you're Jerry Reed and you're hot, you're hot on Massive Music Weekend.
Well, now me and Homer Jones and Big John Talley had a big crap game going back in the alley. And I kept rolling them seven and winning all them pots. My luck was so good I could do no wrong. I just kept on rolling and controlling them bones. Finally they just threw up their hand and said, "When you hot, you hot." I said, "Yeah. When you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not." Behind me, I turned around and there was a big old cop. He said, "Hello, boy." Then he gave us a grin, said, "Look like I'm gonna have to haul y'all in and keep all that money for evidence." I said, "Well, son, when you hot, you hot." He said, "Yeah,
when you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not.
You can explain it all down in City Hall." I said, "Yeah, when you're hot, you're hot, you're hot." Us in the court, I couldn't believe my eyes. The judge was a fishing buddy that I recognized. I said, "Hey, judge, old buddy, old pal, I'll pay you that $100 if you get me out of this spot." So he gave my friend a little fine to pay. He turned around and grinned at me and said, "Howdy, day, Jerry, when you hot, you hot." And I said, "Thanks a lot.
When you hot, you hot. When you not, you not."
He let my friend go free and throw the book at me.
Cajun. He lived by himself in the swamp. He hunted alligator for a living. He just knock him in the head with a stone. The Louisiana law gonna get you, Amos. It ain't legal hunting alligator down in the swamp, boy. Now everybody blamed his old man for making him mean as a snake. When Amos Moses was a boy, his daddy would use him for alligator bait. Tie a rope around his waist and throw him in the swamp.
Through the door.
Yeah.
He proceeded to tell me the wildest thing. He said, sir, this bird of mine can sing like no other bird you have ever heard before. Well, I kind of looked at the guy and said, oh, really? He turned to the bird and said, do old Willie. When the bird started singing, I almost fell in the floor.
Whiskey River, take my mind. Don't let a memory talk to me. Whiskey River, don't run.
A man could get rich making that bird sing, and I could feel this wild idea come strong. And besides, I'm sitting here with 2 weeks pay, not probably blowing on beer anyway. Then he said, hey, when you hear him sing like George Jones, he stopped loving her today. They placed a wreath upon his door. Sir, yep, I'd like to buy that bird for the $500, take him off your hand, huh? Well, he thought for a while, he said, all right, he handed me the bird, he said, good night, he counted my money, and out the door he ran. Well, I was thinking I'd found the rainbow's inn, that the money would soon be pouring in, when suddenly the bird just flew out the door and was gone. Well, then it hit me, and I got boiling mad, because I knew right then that I'd been had. And as he flew off into the night, he was singing this song.
On the road again, I just can't wait to get on the road again.
Somebody stop that bird!
The life I love is making money with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again.
My bird!
I just can't wait to get on. Making money with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again.
Somebody
1982. Some great imitations there. I'm George Jones and Willie Nelson. As we salute Jerry Reed here on Massive Music Weekend, I'm Jay Thurber. This is 88.3 WRCT. Jerry Reed was so funny that sometimes it overshadows just how good his guitar playing is. And, of course, he became famous later on for a lot of acting appearances, especially with Burt Reynolds in those Smokey and the Bandit movies, two of which are pretty funny in the third. Anyways, here's Jerry Reed's salute to pollution and cars as Lord
well,
Mr. Ford.
One of the millions who own one of them gas-drinking, piston-clanking, air-polluting, smoke-belching four-wheel buggies from Detroit City, then pay attention. I'm about to sing your song, son.
Listen to that guitar pick.
Girl, I'm not a man to point a judge. Spirit will and to hold a grudge. But I think it's time I said me a few choice words. All about that demon automobile. The metal monster with the polyglass wheels. The end result of the dream of Henry Ford. Well, now I've got a car that's mine alone. To be in the finance company owned. A ready-made pile of manufactured grief. And if I ain't out of gas in the pouring rain, I'm a change in a flat in a hurricane. I want to spend 3 days lost on a clover leaf. Well, it ain't just the smoke and the traffic jam that makes me the bitter fool I am. But this four-wheel buggy is a dollar. For gas and oils and fluids and grease and wires and tires and antifreeze and them accessories. Well, honey, that's something else. Well, you can get stereo tape and a color TV. Get a backseat bar and reclining seats. And just pay once a month like you do your rent. Well, I figured it up and over a period of time. This $4,000 car of mine cost $14,000.99. Well, now, Lord, Mr. Ford, I just wish that you could see your simple horseless carriage had become. Well, it seems your contribution to man, to say the least, got a little out of hand. Well, Lord, Mr. Ford, what have you done? Now, the average American father and mother own one whole car and half another. And I bet that half a car is a trick to drive, don't you? Success by the kind of an automobile he can afford to buy. Well, now, red light, green light, traffic cop, right turn, no turn, must turn, stop. Get out the credit card, honey, we're out of gas. Well, now, all the cars race end to end would reach to the moon and back again. There'd probably be some poor fool pull out the pants. Well, now, I yearn for the good old days without that carbon dioxide haze hanging over the roar of the interstate.
The Jerry Reed all day, but unfortunately, we only have a half an hour. Lord Mr. Ford, another hit for Jerry Reed. I'm Jay Thurber. Let's close it out here with a nice take on Don't Think Twice, It's All Right.
Ain't no use to sit down and wonder why, babe. I'm traveling on. So baby, don't think twice, it's all right.
don't think twice, it's all right. Well, all right.
Tribute to Jerry Reed here on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. Remember, until next time, it's nice to be important, but it's a whole lot more important to be nice. You can lead a horse to water, but nothing smells worse than a wet horse. A bird in the hand makes one hell of a mess no matter where you go. There you are. Don't sweat the petty things, and don't pet the sweaty things. Find me on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show, or check out the website at jthurbershow.com. Bye. See you next week. Smooth, relaxing, and easy is coming up next with Eric O'Brien here on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport.
Let your arms be as warm as the sun from up above. Bring me fun, bring me sunshine, bring me love. Bring me sunshine in your smile. All the while, in this world where we live, there should be more happiness. So much joy you can give to each brand new bright tomorrow. Make me happy through the years. Never bring me any tears. Let your arms be as warm as the sun from up above. Bring me fun, bring me sunshine, bring me love, sweet love. Bring me fun, bring me sunshine, bring me love.
This is a production of PBRTV.com. In our 10th year, welcome to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien. Recorded at the PBRTV.com studios for Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh at 88.3 FM and WRCT.org.